This is Radio Today broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio Channel 869.
Thinking of you as I ask you to join us in a few minutes of devotion. I'll bet when the music was playing, you rushed to your radio and turned it up to say to yourself, why am I not hearing anything? But here in the studio, we heard, apart from the silence, we heard strains of music, and they became louder and louder until we could recognize the tune of As the Deer Pants for the Water. I did that intentionally because I want us to be conscious of the need for listening out, for listening in Lent, for listening to God and removing ourselves intentionally from the thoughts and the words and the sounds that distract us. I thought this morning, you know, having lived in Johannesburg and Pretoria the whole of my life, how tuned in I am to noise. And I'm always amazed at how I can sit in the middle of a coffee shop and tune out to the voices of people having animated discussions around me and tune into the person I'm listening to. When last did you do that with God? I think that Lent is a particularly huge invitation to us to drown out the other stuff and coast and bob along on the water of God. That's what we're going to do today. Jesus, in the book, the Gospel according to St. Mark, preceding the miracle of the loaves, preceding the major part of his ministry, sits whilst his apostles gather round him. He has sent them out to do the good works of the gospel, and they returned in verse 32 to Jesus and told him of all they had done and taught. And he said to them, come away to some lonely place, all by yourselves, and rest for a while, for there were so many comings and goings that there was no time for them even to eat. So they went off in the boat to a lonely place where they could be by themselves. So here ends that lesson, and let's absorb it into our hearts. First of all, when we come to God in prayer, we are full of the things that we want to tell God about what we have done and what we have taught. I think we are guilty of being the good deeds and the bad deeds and the tellers thereof. So we go to God to tell, and we go to God to share what our feelings are and experiences are. But you know, I think that that is not where the bedrock of God is, the part that really retains the water from which we drop down into the well to be given more resources and more nourishment and more liquid refreshment. It is in the place of silence. So here is the challenge. What are you going to do this Lent? What are you going to give up? What are you going to open up? The latter being the more important. Last year, I know that I reflected with you on the fact that what I had given up, I gave up reading novels, and that was a hard thing because I devour novels and I get them from Radio Today, which has got a very, very good little, little library here of a lot of contemporary works. I gave it up. And it made the space for me to say, well, what should I read now? And I turned to scriptures and devotional books. I went back to my Richard Rohrs and the Rollheisers and the mystics and, of course, the daily readings of the Bible. And I made it a point, too, to follow the lectionary so that I could get the themes. And I could follow the themes of Jesus reflecting in my own life. That was one of the things I did. The second thing I did was I stopped listening to the radio in the car. I stopped listening to music. I went into silence in my car. And I became tuned out of outside noise and tuned out and away from distractions, really, of radio and music pouring in along a theme that would take me its course, not mine. So those were the two outer things that I did and I witnessed to. And I said to myself this morning, so what are you going to do this year? And it came to me a little bit late because I know Ash Wednesday has already passed, but it came to me that I would be gentle on the roads. I would be gentle with myself. You know, I'm one of those people who has to drive in the fast lane. I have to almost pick up the tempo of anyone around me. So I cruise along at the rate of the taxi drivers with the same degree of angst as they have. That is, of how many rides I can put in within a certain amount of time. And today I didn't do that. I was much gentler. I let people in. I moved into the middle lane. I can't quite do the slow lane. And I thought that's going to be an outward and visible difference in me this year because I spend a lot of time on the roads. And then on the inner, and I wonder whether I could dare to tell you how intense my own inner journey is in terms of discernment, as I'm sure yours is. And we are going to reflect now and in the next session about how to open up those inner reflections and say, God, we're actually going to hand them over to you. So here it is. So we go to God to tell God all the things that we have been doing. That's what I'm going to drop. I'm going to drop telling God and I'm going to simply exist in God's presence. And I'm going to give myself dedicated prayer time. And in that time, I am going to hear the rhythm of my heart and express it without verbalizing it. Express it in a way like Adam, who was called to life from the clay. More about that in a minute. My source for that inspiration has come from Richard Rohr. And he says in Genesis, he quotes Genesis 2, chapter 7, God breathed into the clay of the earth and it became a living being. So God breathes into us in order to give us life. And then from Romans, it says, Paul says, we cannot choose words in order to give property to the Spirit who expresses our hearts, our pleas in ways that could never be put into words. And those pleas are according to the mind of God. Romans 8 verse 26. Our pleas, if we leave them with God, then find rest in God. They are according to the mind of God. So you and I and God come together in intention in moving us into the next moment of our life. And the next moment might even be when we are reflecting upon new and sometimes frightening alternatives. So that embraces then the first part of our approach to God that I'm talking about today. And Jesus listens. He doesn't do anything, he just listens. And then he says, come away to some lonely spot by yourselves and rest for a while. Do we rest enough? Do we rest in Christ enough? Do we entrust God to take us to wild and lonely places or places of separation? It could even be in your motor car, in order to speak to us. And then he says, be by yourself. And how scary is that, when our very rhythm, even in our waking and our sleeping, is spent sharing times with another, or another breathing creature, or the companionship that we find in social media, the companionship we find in radio. I'm glad you're listening to that today. So Jesus says, come and rest. There's twofold. Be by yourself and rest. And then the result of that was that they went off in a boat. Don't you like the idea of floating along, as we had that image in the beginning, to a lonely place where they could be by themselves? I'm going to leave that to you. There are two very good movies, by the way, on the silver screen, and they are both about shipwrecks and whaling and man, as in humanity, a person bobbing along on the waves of life and encountering the terror of the deep and of the beauty of the creatures that live in it like whales. So treat yourself to some of those endurance epic rides, if you like, alongside these people, because they're both from true stories, and allow yourself to be caught up in the motion of the waves, which you have to ascend to the heights and then down into the depths and the troughs of those waves as well. So let's hold ourselves in that beautiful reading from Mark chapter 6 and commence with our Lenten exercise. And here are a few moments of music just to help you on your way. God bless, and let us pray for each other. Amen.